So the favor of God is going to be things like doors opening up that no man can shut. You know, it can be putting you in quote unquote the right place at the right time, but it's all his intended purpose for you, and it's all at his time, in his timing. So the idea of blessings and favor are all about God's intentional design for your life, and luck is all about some random, like, you know, some random event or some random place you find yourself in.
Victory on the battleground, we claim it now.
Welcome to the Lady Up America podcast. I'm Diane Canada, your host. I'm so glad you're here with me today. It's Thursday. It is March 14th, and y'all, we're coming up on St. Paddy's Day weekend. So as you can see, I've got on my little four-leaf clovers, and today we're going to be talking about luck versus blessings. Be right back. Okay, ladies, I happen to be married to an Irishman. My husband, Brian, their last name is Canada. It's actually from they're descendants of the Kennedys and Canadays out of Ireland, from what I understand. And I think when they immigrated here back in the day, I think somehow the name got misspelled and it ended up being Canada. Probably they were going by the way they said it. Pronounced it instead of actually how it was spelled. But at any rate, a lot of people, they'll hear my name and they think it's the country Canada, that there's some relation there. But no, it's actually all rooted in Ireland. And so I love my Irishman. He's such a great guy. He's always jolly and joyful and all the traditional qualities. But today what I want to talk about is, as we come up on St. Paddy's Day, I want to just talk about what the difference is between luck. You know, we always say the luck of the Irish versus blessings. And is there, do we need to, you know, think too much about that? Probably not. But I do want to kind of just take a little quick journey on what St. Paddy's Day means. And then I want to share some of their famous prayers with you and then kind of see how that stacks up against our biblical worldview. Okay, so when we look at the idea of luck, I love the sentiment of that, like, right? I love finding a four-leaf clover, or, you know, I was listening to some Sinatra the other night. He's, you know, luck be a lady tonight. You know, there's just so many great songs written about the idea, the nuance of luck. And again, over the years in our culture, that's just been something that we kind of smile about. We say, if we get, you know, if we talk to about ourselves being lucky, you know, be lucky in love, be, you know, it's just my luck. I mean, there's so many sayings in our culture around this. So I want to just think about it maybe just a little deeper for just a sec, because luck basically is the idea, the concept that things are just random, they happen by chance. You know, you happen to be at the right place at the right time, and there's really no, nothing intentional about it. Maybe luck follows you. You know, you have the Midas touch, all of these kinds of things that we come up with to explain things that happen in our life that are favorable or not favorable. I heard somebody say years ago, you know, if I didn't have bad luck, I wouldn't have any luck at all. So there's just so many things interwoven into our culture that kind of make us think about, you know, law of attraction, whatever it might be, that it's all in this random kind of pile over here, right? When we think about blessings, there's most definitely an intention behind blessings. So instead of us referring to it as luck, we refer to it as favor of God, or blessings follow you, or may blessings follow you all of your days. So I think I've really been trying, when I catch myself saying good luck or whatever, I catch myself and I try to change it now, because it's not some random thing that happens to us. Our lives, God created us for a very intentional purpose. And one of the things my husband says all the time is that whatever happens to us, good or ill, good or not so good, that seems good or not so good, there's purpose in all of it. Like, God would not allow it to happen in our life if there wasn't some purpose in it. Even painful valleys, even the most dark, painful valleys. And we can think, if we're not real mature in our faith yet, we can think that when we endure a great loss, or we have a great tragedy in our lives, or we go through a really, really tough, you know, we have to make a decision and we maybe make the wrong one, we go through deep consequences from that, that somehow, you know, we took a wrong turn, or that God doesn't love us, or God abandoned us, or there's so many things that we can think when we're not really mature yet enough in our faith. But when we mature and we actually stay with God long enough to see through that pain, and we get to the other side of it, when we trust Him with it, we surrender it to Him, we let Him be there as a shoulder to cry on when we're going through it, we're willing to go through the process, then every time, at least this has been my experience, every time I can always look back and see in hindsight what God was doing there. Even in Lady Up America, I mean, there have been some painful, painful valleys that drove me to create this movement. And I mean, times when I just wanted to throw my hands up and give up so many times. But I stayed with God. I trusted Him. I've been walking with Him long enough to know that He's always got a purpose. And so now all of this that I'm doing with you ladies is all a result of deep, deep valleys. So everything that happens to us is guiding us and leading us toward our ultimate purpose. There's no, you don't take wrong turns. There's no missteps. I think God would love it if He could spare us some of the pain. I think He wishes we would maybe follow Him sooner and all that. But He also knows our human frailties, and He understands that, you know, that He's going to have to turn our mess into messages. Like, that's just part of the human experience. And He already provided for that in Jesus on the cross. But our blessings, when we actually trust Him, when we withstand these tests that we go through in our life, when we don't turn our back on Him, when we don't harden our heart toward Him, then eventually, and even during it, God can just chase us with His blessings. I've seen this over and over and over and over again in my life. I always say that we might go through these deep valleys in our walk with God, but He's always with us, and He provides the traveling luxuries for us when we're going through it. Think about if you've ever been in a really dark place. You know, it's like if you look back, 9 times out of 10, I would probably say in my case, 10 times out of 10, I can always see the fingerprints of God with me. I can always see His tracks right there beside me, evidence of Him even in that valley. So we have to understand that there's purpose in the pain. God can take it, and favor is always with us, even in our valleys. So the favor of God is going to be things like doors opening up that no man can shut. You know, it can be putting you in quote unquote the right place at the right time, but it's all His intended purpose for you. And it's all at His time, in His timing. So the idea of blessings and favor are all about God's intentional design for your life. And luck is all about some random, like, you know, some random event or some random place you find yourself in. So I definitely would encourage you to maybe catch yourself when you're talking about luck, because I don't believe there's any such thing as luck. It's a fun concept to entertain. They're fun songs to sing, all of that. But we have to understand where our blessings and our favor come from, and they come from the hand of God. And one thing I've learned to do too in my faith is to not always be looking for His hand or His favor or what He can do for me. Instead, I'm now making a bigger effort to just look for His face, look for His fingerprints in my life, look for evidence of Him, and feeling that presence, being just sitting in His presence. That's enough, you know, and His favor is kind of just like gravy on top. It's like the cherry on top of the cake, right? The cake of life. And everything in life, if you think about it like a cake, everything in life that we experience is part of the ingredients. I heard this story years ago talking about a mom, and she was baking a cake with her young daughter, and the daughter's like sitting up on the counter, right? And she's, you know, helping her mom put all the ingredients in, and she's taste testing everything that goes in. You know, she puts in the sugar and she tastes that. She's like, ooh, that's good, mom. You know, she puts in the raw egg, not so good, right? Or the flour, not so good. But the mom explains to her that every ingredient is necessary for the cake to rise, for the cake to fully bake. And I think that's the case with us too. All of the ingredients, all which I equate to our experiences in life, are all necessary in order for us to rise to the purpose that God has for us. So I want to share a couple of Irish blessings with you that I just think are so beautiful. And I said I was going to talk a little bit about how St. Paddy's Day came about. So there was a man named St. Patrick who actually was responsible for converting a lot of people to Christianity in Ireland. And so it's named after him. So there are some Irish blessings in here that I thought would be fun to share with you guys. This one, may you have a world of wishes at your command, God and his angels close to hand. Friends and family, their love impart, and Irish blessings in your heart. So sweet. This one, may your blessings outnumber the shamrocks that grow, and may trouble avoid you wherever you go. I mean, these are sweet sentiments, right? May your troubles be less and your blessings be more, and nothing but happiness come through your door. I love those. But my favorite one is this one that I'll leave with you today. So this will be my parting prayer for you guys today. May the road rise to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face and rains fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the hollow of his hand. I wish you a wonderful St. Patrick's Day weekend, and I will see you guys back here on Monday. Happy St. Paddy's Day, and whatever you do, don't forget, Lady Up. Around this time, Lady Up, around this time, victory on the battleground, we claim it now. Lady.